John Gormley told me a story yesterday which I thought was interesting. He said, going back, it was 97, and there was an appointment of the Laskean Comhairle. I think Dinny McGinley was up from Fine Gael as for Laskean Comhairle. And there had been supposedly a deal done with Trevor and John that we would be voting for Dinny. And for whatever happened at the last minute, there was an abstain button hit rather than the vote for Dinny. John Bruton shot across the chamber and up to whisper to Trevor, what was the quote? There's nothing for nothing in politics. And it was a good lesson. It's true. Because my memory of John Bruton is that if you think of the 70s, 80s and 90s, he went through that incredible period of the heaves. You can imagine smoke-filled rooms, emergency elections, emergency budgets, emergency everything. And he was central to that. And critically, even though he'd left this house in 2004, like a lot of the Fine Gael politicians of this time, you'd only have to give the first name so everyone know I'm talking about. Garrett, Allan, Gay, Nora, Gemma, they all kept with politics, even after they'd retired, as it were, from the House, to be engaged and involved and to share their thinking. They were public figures in a way, in the best sense. And he spoke that day in the white suit. He could have been a senator in a toga. It was that same sense of big thinking, of patrioticness, as we'd said. And I do think, as Michael and Taoiseach have said, I think actually Brendan Howland probably know this better than anyone else, that government he led probably wrote the rule book on how you run a three-party coalition. Three isn't a bad number. It works well. Giving advice, maybe. Three is the magic number, except maybe on the... But we'll see on the election. When John stepped down here from the absolutely appropriate appointment as ambassador for the European Union to the US, what appropriate position,